I don't think you're supposed to be out of the castle alone. Did you really think nobody would recognize you? I'm surprised you've managed to make it this far. You don't know me? Of course you don't. I'm only a humble merchant, after all. We've never spoken, even once. Maybe I just have exceptional eyesight. Though you wouldn't need it to recognize a pretty thing like you. No, I won't promise not to tell on you. What would be the fun in that? Look, Your Majesty. You're on your own, dressed like a commoner, tucked in the corner of a tap house, and the sun is setting. You don't have any of that power or authority here. You're in my world now. So if you want to get back home without incident, you better learn how to play nice. Gotta admit, I wasn't really expecting you to be that responsive. Maybe you're smarter than you look, but I doubt it. More likely that obedience has just been trained into your blood. You didn't agree with that? What, just because you snuck out to be on your own? If someone told you directly that it wasn't allowed, you wouldn't be here, would you? You're pretty young, aren't you? Still being taught about all your future responsibilities. I don't know who would bother forbidding you from frolicking or relaxing a little, especially considering that you're only third in line. Has anyone ever put you first? Maybe I struck a nerve. Maybe not. Either way, you look like you're just starving for some personal attention. And I'm pretty hungry myself. Maybe we could both benefit from an evening together. Look, I'd sign a contract if it made you more comfortable, but I don't know how to read or write. Cross my heart's all you get. My name? Why, are you gonna teach me to write it or something? Oh. Do you just carry paper around with you? Alrighty then. Natari. Na-ta-ri. That's how you write it? Looks weird. Kind of boring. I already know your name, silly. Oh. Teach me to write something else. Teach me... The sun is setting. Whoa. That was way too fast. Write slower. The... sun is setting. So that symbol makes the sound, right? That one right there. And that one. Is it or... Depends on if there's an H. What's an H? Oh, it's that one. Okay. What about attention? Right, attention. A. Okay. And that one's the T or T. E. Okay. Why are they all pronounced like that? That's weird. So T and that one with the dot sounds like Spelling is dumb. I think you're a lot dumber than you look, not smarter. Okay, write... play nice. What? Write it, dummy. Mm-hmm. This is kind of fun, don't you agree? I know you do. Write relaxing now. How about comfortable? Come on, you want to teach me, don't you? You gotta prove you're not just a dummy. Show me how to write it. Comfortable. Responsive. You're writing too fast again. Do it over. Responsive. That one has a lot of like the sun is setting. Can you write that one for me again? I like how it looks. The sun is setting. That's right. How about train? Very good. Comfortable. Responsive. Obedience. Feels good. What kind of words am I making you write? I'm not making you write anything, dummy. You're writing it all by yourself, see? Comfortable. Responsive. Train. I think you like writing pretty words for me to look at. You like being helpful, don't you? Yeah. Obedience. Feels good. The sun is setting. My world. You're in my world, and I want you to write. I am in your world. Very good. Good girl. This can be such a fun way to relax and get to know me better. Just listening to my voice and writing whatever pretty words stick in your dummy head. Maybe it feels good knowing that I'll be able to see your hand writing those pretty words. I'll be watching as you obey. You wanted an escape. You felt so much pressure and responsibility dragging you down. Poor thing. I bet you needed to find a way to be free and feel good. But you already know what feels good, dummy. Go ahead, write it down. Or do you need a little help? Obedience feels good. I could even spell it for you if that's too much to think about. O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E. Obedience. F-E-E-L-S. Feels. G. O-O-D. Good. Obedience feels good. There you go, little dummy. Something seems strange. You don't need to worry your little dummy head. Now, why don't you put that pencil down and just relax back into your seat? I'm going to come over and sit a little closer to you. You'd probably love the chance to get a little cozier. That body just needs some rest. Just needs some comfort. Just needs some of those wonderful feel-good feelings. That's right. Obedience feels good. Good job, little dummy. You do know what it's like to feel small, like when you're thinking about a mountain, or the world, or the galaxy, and where you fit into it. Sometimes feeling small can be a good thing. As you're with me like this, it can be so good to feel small. It means I can see all of you. And it means that I can hide you away from the world, tucked nice and safe below me, where I'm the only one that can see you. I'm the only one who can see exactly how good you feel right now. And as that feeling of smallness gets stronger, you can look up at me. That's right. I know your eyes are so heavy, but you can use all of the effort in that puny body to look at me right now. That's right. So good. Obedience feels good. And as you look at me, you can see how big I am next to you. How powerful I am next to you. Oh, does that take so much energy to look at me? To keep those eyes open? I can see the exhaustion flooding that itty-bitty body. It's okay, dummy. It's good to be so tired and sleepy and weak with me. I can tuck you away, safe and sound and deep. It's okay, dummy, it's okay. Let go. Just like that. So good. Such a good little dummy. Just like all your strings have been cut, the body can give out on you. Obedience feels good. The body knows how to feel those good feelings. It wants to feel them more and more and more. The body knows that obedience feels good, so it just wants to obey me, listening to me more and more. Any instructions from that little dummy mind might not even reach the body anymore, and if they do, well, that's okay, because the body is too busy listening to me. Too busy sinking into bliss and comfort. And that dummy mind can get a little dumber now, because nobody's listening to it, so that must mean it can't have much worth listening to. And if a dummy mind doesn't have much worth listening to, then it can't have much worth saying either. A dummy mind that doesn't have much worth saying can just be quiet and obey me. Obedience feels good. That's right, dummy. Even if a dummy mind did have thoughts, it wouldn't be able to access them. It's too busy feeling good and obeying. And I know you can be a good dummy and agree to everything I say now, because I'm keeping you so safe and cozy tucked down there under me, and obedience feels good. And when you agree, you are being obedient. And when you listen to me, you are being obedient. When you accept, you are being obedient. The mind and the body belong to me now, don't they? Yes, they do, and you can feel as those rewarding, feel-good feelings flood the mind and body because you obeyed. And obedience feels good. In fact, obedience can just keep feeling better and better, because the more you obey, the more of those feel-good feelings can flood the already flooded mind and body. You're just overflowing with pleasure, aren't you? Yes, good dummy. And maybe that dummy mind didn't fully realize, so I'll spell it out. Feel-good feelings are pleasure. And you have so much pleasure flowing into the mind and body that it just makes you even dumber, because the only thing there's room for anymore is more pleasure. More pleasure. More pleasure. More pleasure. That's right, more pleasure. I know you can feel more pleasure. And you know all that pleasure means that you're obeying me so well, so easily, so automatically, because you want that pleasure so it's easy to accept and give in and obey. And that brings you more pleasure. You want more pleasure. You need more pleasure. You need to obey. And more pleasure comes from obeying. That's right. More pleasure comes from giving in. Good dummy. More pleasure comes from acceptance and total overwhelm. Such a good dummy. You're so deep in my world, good dummy, and you can always feel more pleasure come into you and more pleasure come out of you when you're in my world. Wouldn't it feel so good to stay in my world forever? Obedience feels good. Acceptance feels good. Surrender feels good. Good dummy. I know you need to stay here with me, feeling more pleasure and more pleasure and more pleasure and more pleasure and more pleasure. I can make that happen, my good dummy. I can keep you in my world forever. You know it would be good for you to feel echoes of all this pleasure as you remember me and my voice and know that part of you is still, always, in my world. Every time you return to me, the pleasure will only get better. I know you need it, little dummy. You can beg, plead, worship if you want. But it doesn't matter. The only thing you need to do is obey. And I know you're not going to make a single sound, even when that pleasure flares so bright and overwhelming. You're not going to make a single sound as you cum your little dummy brain right out of you. Because I'm about to give you the ultimate pleasure, little plaything. I'm about to inject my venom deep within that little body. Give it the most enthralling addiction it will ever feel. You need to be my thrall, don't you? That obedient body is so limp, but I can see the throbs and pulses rippling through it. Let the body overflow, little one. Surrender everything to me. Come and know that as long as I continue drinking you down, you will continue to come.